It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. What's going on? Thank you so much for being here with us here at Radio MD and me. Mindful medicine, that's what we're trying to do. So my goal, once again, is just what can we do to kind of use our own minds and take better control over our health? Yes. And so today, on this particular segment, just with me, Dr. Holly Lucille, I'm going to be talking about home remedies to soothe your cold symptoms. Now, okay, I learned this really quickly when I was in school. When we have something that is infecting us, and I got to tell you, if you've taken a microbiology class, it's interesting. It really is. And if you haven't, don't worry about it. You don't need to. But here's what they'll have you do. No, they'll have you like swab something, you know, whether it's your cell phone or their picnic bench or, you know, perhaps your workstation, and they'll put it on a petri dish, this agar that things can grow in, and stuff grows. Why? Because we live in a sea of bacteria and fungus and viruses. I mean, they're all over the place. They're among us everywhere. And so why don't we get overtaken by them? Well, we have this awesome thing called our immune system. That's why. And so we can have cold and flu season come about. And if we succumb to the cold and flu viruses that are out there, well, you know, I've heard people say, you know, oh, I caught it for, I, you know, my husband gave me it, or my son gave me it. And I'm like, well, I don't really think it works that way. Actually, you know, it doesn't. It doesn't work that way. And what I learned in school quickly, as a naturopathic doctor, so identify and treat the cause, treat the whole person, you know, more comprehensive thought process about what's going on. I learned that we can increase the resistance of the host, and we are the host, and that these are normal flora. This is normal bacteria, normal fungus, normal viruses that live all over the place and actually inside of us. But if we are all shored up as far as our immune system is concerned, and a lot of that happens right in our gut with our good bacteria, then we can actually increase the resistance of the host. And so one of the things that I think is really important is to understand that. And if we are chronically getting overtaken by opportunistic bugs that get in there and set up housekeeping and grow, proliferate, and take over, you know, we lose the turf war, then we got to, instead of pointing the finger out, we've got to point it back into us and go, hey, what can we do to actually make a difference here at home, here in our bodies? And that's a huge part of, I think, prevention is the cure, right? So, I mean, obviously good, healthy milieu in your gut, probiotics, ones that are shelf stable. There are a lot of great products out there. I love the Pearls. Enzymatic therapy has this Pearl technology, allows good bacteria to actually traverse through your stomach acid, which is very, very, very strong, and stay alive and actually get down there, survive and colonize. And so we want, I mean, there's so much research being done right now regarding good, healthy microbiome, and that it drives everything. So that's very, very important. Of course, one of the other things I want to mention before I get into these lovely home remedies to decrease cold symptoms, because when we get a cold, boy, the best thing that we can do is certainly decrease the severity of the symptoms, because they're not comfortable, and we can also decrease the duration of the illness. Those are the things, like once you get in it, what can we do actually at home to empower that home, that health maintenance organization, that HMO first aid kit? I'm going to get into that, but the other thing too, if prevention is a cure, is like sugar. There's been so many studies regarding the really invasive, immune and debilitating mechanisms of sugar. There was one study that was done, and I believe they used a half a cup of ice cream and measured neutrophils, which is part of your immune-enhancing cells. Let's just put it that way. And after that, they plummet. Sugar is definitely one of those things that decreases your ability to fight off infections and to kind of protect the turf, okay? So those two things, definitely decreasing sugar, increasing your good microbiome. But if you do, and we all might, because we're all human and fallible, come down with a cold, what can we do right at home? Now, I know that there's a lot of over-the-counter stuff, and we can shoot different things like NyQuil and all of these suppresses. Like, right. So you get a cough, you want to suppress it. Nope, I don't think that, you know, our body's working for us. So if we're coughing, we're trying to get things out that we don't want in or near our lungs. That's what's happening, right? If we get a fever, that's awesome too, because we're trying to burn up and kill off what the heck is invading us. And so we don't really want to suppress that fever either. I mean, certainly there are parameters there and we want to be safe. But in naturopathic medical school, I had colleagues of mine that would allow their kids, you know, to get up to about 103, 104, certainly with monitoring and, you know, providing safety. But fevers are all the things that we do, our runny nose, the things that happen, the symptoms happen for a reason. Our body's trying to take care of us. So how can we, though, treat these symptoms naturally, effectively, inexpensively at home? All right, well, here's my first thing. Cayenne pepper. Yep, you got it. This is actually a recipe that's adapted from Pop Sugar, which is an awesome site. Here's the thing. They say, and I agree, I wouldn't call it a joy to drink, but if you're stuffed up, I have to tell you, this is pretty darn effective. Half a cup of water, a quarter cup of apple cider vinegar, a teaspoon of either agave or maple syrup. Okay, so we just want to cut that a little bit. And then about a teaspoon of dried cayenne pepper. All right, you can start with about a 3/4 teaspoon and add more if you can handle the extra heat with just a shot of lemon juice. You got the vitamin C in there, you got the cayenne pepper. You heat the water up in the kettle, add the remaining ingredients, stir it into the mix, okay? And while it's steamy hot, you breathe in those steamy vapors. Then, when it's cool enough to drink, drink it up. This is absolutely amazing. So not only do you get sort of the Vicks vapor rub effect of that cayenne pepper, but then you also get sipping that drink that really decreases that mucus, cuts through it, and decreases the severity of your symptoms. Now, we all know about the neti pot, right? And if you don't, what a wonderful tool. So the neti pot is something that it looks barbaric. When I had my show on Vriya Network, it's Myth Defying with Dr. Holly. They actually, you know, I did this on air. When you put this, you know, saline solution up into one nostril, you swirl it around into your sinuses and it comes out the other. Yes, I did that on TV, but boy, oh boy, is it effective. But the other thing too is just a salt water gargle. And once again, we're talking about over-the-counter supplements, certainly, and over-the-counter medications that you can buy to decrease these symptoms, but mostly they're suppressive, and mostly they're expensive, and they have other side effects that are unwanted. These are things that we're doing right at home. So simply sea salt with some water and just definitely heat it up, get it to a place where it's cool enough so you can handle it, and gargle that. You can gargle it about, 2 to 4 times a day, and really it will help start clear those sinuses and also decrease the severity of a sore throat symptom. The other thing you can use as far as a gargle is concerned is vinegar. Vinegar, apple cider vinegar, warm water, same thing. Combine the vinegar and water, gargle 1 to 2 tablespoons of the mixture every couple hours. That's another thing that you can do. One of my favorite things is to make a immune-enhancing blowout soup, okay? So I use things like red onion, parsley, cayenne pepper, lemon juice, anything else you can get there, garlic, with chicken broth, with anything else, make that soup. It definitely will clear out your sinuses and at the same time add ingredients to enhance your immune system. Another great thing that you can do to decrease those symptoms. And the last thing I want to talk about, I saw this on a menu. It was avocado toast, but I turned it into immune-boosting garlic toast. Slice of good bread that you can eat, whether it's gluten-free or not. You want to be able to have whatever meal you like, almond butter, and then honestly, just or avocado, and then I want garlic and red pepper on there, okay? And that's what you take in. Get those ingredients to cut through the symptoms, and this is how you can take care of those symptoms at home. It's Radio MD. It's Dr. Holly Lucille on Mindful Medicine. We'll be right back.